your workday may be done, but we're not.
This is The Six.
On Nashville's best sports talk,
ESPN.
102.5 and 106.3, The Game.
And The Game Nashville app.
We're talking baseball on The Six tonight. ESPN 102.5, The Game, 106.3, and The Game Nashville app are other places you can hear us. Tuesday, July 12th, coming up on MLB All-Star Weekend, which is an event even more loaded than in years past with prospect and amateur baseball-related events. High school baseball All-Star Game will be on Friday. Then Saturday, the longest running of these events, the Futures Game, which began in 1999, will move up a day on the All-Star calendar this year. It was previously on All-Star Sunday. Now it is All-Star Saturday. That'll be 6 o'clock Saturday night at Dodger Stadium. The MLB Draft is on Sunday as well before the Derby and the All-Star Game, both of which you can hear on 102.5 The Game, by the way, the Derby and the All-Star Game. Next Monday, and then a week from tonight, the game from Dodger Stadium. But today we're talking about the Futures Game. We've got two players with local ties amongst MLB's top prospects. They are both ranked in MLB Pipeline's current top 25 amongst all minor league players. First up, the man who is 17th ranked on the list. Vandy baseball fans know him well. He was your co-ace last year as the Commodores reached the College World Series Finals. Second overall pick in the 2021 draft, Texas Rangers pitching prospect Jack Leiter will join the show to get us started tonight. And then around 6:20 or so, we will hear from a local man who grew up here, was committed to Vandy out of Independence High School, but signed right out of high school, didn't end up going, and for good reason. He was the 8th overall pick in the 2020 draft, outfield prospect for the San Diego Padres, Independence High School alum Robert Hassel III will join us around 6:20. He will represent the Padres on the National League team in the Futures Game. And then we'll finish up the show tonight with Jim Callis, MLB.com and MLB Pipeline prospect reporter, to talk about those two guys, their prospect status, and also some Vanderbilt players who are hoping to get drafted this weekend, including Kamar Rocker as he goes back in the draft after not being signed by the Mets as a first rounder a year ago this month. We'll start with our two futures gamers with Nashville area ties. Vanderbilt's Jack Leiter is first up, followed by Indy High's Robert Hassel III at around 6:20. My name's Max Herz. This is The Six here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Jack Leiter's on the show. Jack, great to talk to you for the first time since you were drafted.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, and thanks for having me.
What does it mean to not only be a pro, but in your first year as a pro to go to the Futures Game?
Yeah, it's a huge honor. It's something that has become a really cool thing, I think, in recent years. And it's, you know, it's just one of those things, those baseball memories that you'll remember forever. And it's super exciting.
We've got 7 innings of baseball scheduled. It's only a 7-inning game, and there are a lot of pitchers going. Do you have any idea if you're going to pitch in the game or not?
I mean, I have no idea. I would assume that I am, but I don't know. I haven't been told any details in terms of what's actually going to transpire in the game, but definitely excited.
Talking to Jack Leiter, former Vandy pitcher, now in AA for the Rangers in Frisco, Texas with the Riders. You're past the halfway point for your first pro season after getting drafted last year. What's it been like so far, and what have you most enjoyed?
I mean, it's been awesome. It's been obviously a transition, and there's certain things, you know, that takes time adjusting to and learning. And it's been a special year already, and you know, it's just a continued focus on the day to day and not focusing too much on the bigger picture and continuing to get better each day and doing what I can to do that and keep moving forward. So that's become the main focus, and it's been pretty awesome. So looking forward to the rest of it.
How do you measure your progress day to day in terms of both results on the field and winning or losing, and also your development?
That's the struggle of being an athlete is the day to day. You just have to trust it. You have to trust that process that you've been set on for years and what got you there and the work ethic and continue to do that. And, you know, sometimes there's setbacks in terms of the outcomes and some things that you're not necessarily looking for, but it's just part of the journey, and you have to continue to trust it and keep working and insist that the results will follow.
There were parts of your Vanderbilt pitching career when you had five pitches in your pocket that you could even use all in one start. How has your arsenal changed in pro ball, and what have the Rangers done with you there?
Yeah, I mean, it's an awesome organization, and they've done a lot to work with me. You know, it's just a continued refining of all the pitches, and that's all you can really focus on is what you can do to keep improving each pitch. So, yeah, I think it's been an interesting progression, and I'm looking forward to the continued progression.
Talking to Jack Leiter, former Vandy pitcher, will be in the Futures game representing the Rangers this weekend. And, Jack, you just went through something in AA similar to what you did at Vandy last year at a pretty similar juncture of the season. You skipped a start just to rest and recover, and after you did that at Vanderbilt, you came out as your best self all the way through the postseason last summer. In what ways is what you just did with Frisco both different and similar from what you did last year at Vandy?
I mean, every case of everything is always slightly different in its own way, but I don't know. It's tough to compare those two, but yeah, I think it's a necessary thing sometimes, is just to, you know, reset physically and whatever it might be, the fatigue that sets in during a season as a starting pitcher, and you look to come out of it, you know, even better. And physically, I feel really good. So that's a huge positive.
You were drafted just about a year ago and did not pitch because of all the innings you had thrown at Vandy in the spring, of course. What did you do from the time you were drafted all the way through instructs, since you weren't with a specific minor league team last summer?
Yeah, I was home. I went out to Texas and I went out to Arizona. And then the other times I was at home working out, the place that I worked out at, you know, since I was a freshman in high school. And then I shut down for a while from throwing after the Vanderbilt season. So then eventually I picked that back up and I started throwing. And then I built back up for the fall. And I went out to Arizona in the fall and threw in the lab. And that they had in Arizona. And that was kind of what I built up for and threw through the fall and winter a little bit. So, yeah, that's what I did.
What did it mean to you after all that time without being on a team to be told you're going to get a chance to start your pro career in AA?
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously something that's out of your control is where you're placed, and you just, yeah, it's a cool thing. And that was pretty cool to hear, and took it how I went and continued to improve like I always have.
Talking to Jack Leiter, former Vandy pitcher, now with the Rangers organization after being drafted second overall last year. He will be in the Futures game this weekend in L.A. as part of MLB All-Star Week on Saturday. Your high school best friend Anthony Volpe is also going to be there. He's in AA for the Yankees and on the same path that you are. What's it like for you guys and the conversations you have now that take another step now that you're both in pro ball and to get a chance to do this together?
Yeah, it's really special. Volpe's a really good friend of mine, and to watch him have the success that he's had since he got drafted when we came out of high school together, it's been really special. And that's somebody that I'm always, you know, checking up on and seeing how he did that game, whatever it was. And I'll text him, you know, from time to time and off season. So, yeah, that's a special relationship that developed all throughout high school and has continued to develop, and I'm excited to see him out there.
You guys have been in so many showcase-type events at different levels. What's it like getting to see, obviously, people like Anthony, who you know so well and are really good friends with, plus people you've seen at other events and then other people that you've never met before, especially players from other countries and things like that who will be part of the group this time?
Yeah, it's really cool. It's always cool to meet, hang out with, and some of the most talented people out there, and what you're looking to do, and the Futures game is a cool opportunity to do that. Meet cool people, work with awesome coaching staff, and play alongside some really talented players, so I'm looking forward to it.
Your time at Vanderbilt will forever be linked with another great friend of yours, Kamar Rocker, who is going back into the draft this week. What do you think about how he's handled the last year in a very tough situation that, as you mentioned a couple times about things that have happened to you, could not have been even more out of his control?
Yeah. I mean, Rock is he's a true professional in everything he does, and obviously anything but.
Talking to Jack Leiter before the Futures game on Saturday, we talked with Robert Hassel, who you'll see there, who's a Nashville native, was committed to Vandy but signed out of high school. What does your time in Nashville and, of course, your time at Vanderbilt as part of it mean to you, and what does it mean for it to be one of your many baseball homes?
Yeah, Nashville's a special place in my heart. All the people there are really special, and the coaching staff's awesome, and my teammates are, you know, friends that I'll have forever. So it's really special to me, and I look forward to going back every time I leave it.
Would you in the future consider spending off seasons here?
Yep, I would.
There's so many pro players who do it, and it's an awesome pipeline, and Jack Leiter's our guest. One more question for you, Jack. Your Miami Heat, your favorite sports team, they got close this year. I mean, they got it all together. What was it like watching this playoff run, and what's got you excited for your boys going forward?
Yeah, I mean, that's a special team. Anything Pat Riley does is, you know, something that a fan can get behind, because that's a really well-run organization as the Miami Heat, and I'm a huge fan of them. So, yeah, I mean, they could be looking to get Kevin Durant here. I don't know what they're going to do, but they're always in a good position to win, and it's a fun organization to root for.
There we go. Jack Leiter's called his shot. KD to Miami. Hey, I'm rooting for it. I'm rooting for it. I love it. Mm-hmm. Jack, thanks so much for doing this. Have a lot of fun this weekend, and we are all rooting for you here as you continue to move up with the Rangers.
Thanks for having me. Good talking to you.
Great talking to Jack Leiter, who was so great for Vandy in the first few weeks of 2020 as a freshman, before COVID ruined that season, and then so great alongside Kamar Rocker, the best 1-2 in college baseball history, as Vandy was a win away from a title. Would have been their third in program history last year in 2021, lost to Mississippi State in the College World Series finals. We'll take a break. Great talking to Jack. Want to thank Zach Bigley, Frisco Rough Riders broadcaster, for setting that interview up with former Vandy pitcher and current Texas Rangers prospect, the number 17 prospect in all of baseball, Jack Leiter. We'll take a break, come back with the 24th-ranked prospect in all of baseball, Nashville's own Robert Hassel III, went to Independence High School in Thompson Station, Williamson County, Tennessee, 8th overall pick of the Padres 2 years ago. He will be patrolling the outfield in the Futures game at Dodger Stadium on Saturday evening. My name's Max Herz. You're listening to The Six. This is 102.5 and 106.3 The Game and The Game Nashville app. Welcome back to The Six here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. My name's Max Herz. We're talking Futures Game baseball this weekend. You just heard from Jack Leiter, who pitched for Vanderbilt for two seasons, 2020 and 2021. We'll be representing the Texas Rangers there. He was the second overall pick in the 2021 draft. Go back one more year. The 8th overall pick in the 2020 draft is Nashville's own Robert Hassel III, who was picked and still plays for the San Diego Padres organization. He's 21 years old. He's a 2020 graduate of Independence High School in Thompson Station, Williamson County, about 40 minutes directly south of downtown Nashville. The man nicknamed Bobby Barrels, and we'll ask him about the nickname, of course, is having a great year in high A for the Fort Wayne Tin Caps in Fort Wayne, Indiana. He's hitting .310 through 64 games entering play tonight. He has an .873 OPS, and the dude is just hitting the crap out of the ball, playing a really good center field, too. The power is coming, and he's the 24th-ranked prospect in all of minor league baseball, according to MLB Pipeline, and for good reason. He is on the fast track, and he's part of a very fun organization in the San Diego Padres. Hassel was the Gatorade Player of the Year, meaning he was the best baseball player in the state in any class, public or private, in 2018 when he was a sophomore and 2019 when he was a junior. He was robbed of his 2020 senior season because of COVID, but went straight to pro ball after that, was committed to Vanderbilt, but drafted in the top 10. You go pro right out of high school, and Hassel is excelling in his second full pro season after taking on a very unique challenge as well. Right when he was drafted, there were no minor league games that year, so the Padres actually sent him straight to their alternate site, which is where many major league ready type players were. And he went there straight out of high school, straight out of AAA Williamson County Baseball to the San Diego Padres alternate site. But it was great to talk to Robert Hassel. I would have announced his games at Vanderbilt had he gone to college and not been drafted straight out of high school and signed. But I think I'm willing to miss that one because he is going to be in the majors very, very soon. But he'll be in the Futures game on Saturday. And it was great to get to know Independence High School's Robert Hassel III here on The 6 on 102.5 The Game. Robert Hassel III is on with us. Robert, great to have you on, and thanks for representing Nashville well in advance this weekend.
Yes, sir. Glad to be on.
You found out last week that you were going to be in the Futures game. How many people have you heard from about the big honor, and what's it been like feeling a lot of love for it?
I've heard from quite a few people. Everybody seems like back home, everybody's been hitting me up and stuff. It's a good feeling. I have all of them to thank for me being in this position. But it was a great feeling. It's something that I've been working for. It's a big goal of mine. So I'm glad to finally, be able to go out there.
Your broadcasters, who very graciously set up this interview, refer to you as Bobby, which I'm told is short for Bobby Barrels. How many people call you Bobby nowadays? And is it Bobby? Is it Robert? Is it 50-50?
Yeah, I get a lot of stuff. I get Hassel, Bob, Bobby, Barrels, Bobby Barrels. I get a bunch of stuff. And the whole Bobby Barrels thing actually started 2020 when I was at the alternate site. There wasn't a season, so they brought me up there. And, I started to barrel balls off those older guys after a little bit. And so I got the nickname. But it doesn't matter to me, whatever people catch on to, it's fine with me. I personally love it, all the different nicknames. So
it's such a great contrast between your given name, which is a very formal family name,
right?
The Third,
yep.
And then Bobby Barrels is out there taking cuts. So you got the best of both worlds. I like the combo.
Yeah. See, I'm used to, when I hear Robert, I'm used to somebody being mad at me because that's what my mama calls me when I did something wrong. So, or my dad, but anyway, any of them work,
That's great. We're talking to Robert Hassel III, a.k.a. Bobby Barrels, eighth pick in the 2020 MLB draft to the Padres, playing in high A this year for the Fort Wayne Tin Caps in Indiana, and will be in the Futures game this Saturday representing the Padres and also the Nashville area as well. So, Robert, let's go back to when you were drafted. You were drafted during the COVID draft, which was shortened, eighth overall, senior in high school.
Sir.
At the time, you were committed to Vanderbilt, decided to sign pro. What was it like going into all of that, knowing you had a college commitment, a chance to go in a short draft, all in a weird year?
Yeah, so I tried not to think about it too much, but when it came time to it, realized that I was going to have to, it was going to have to be the right choice, if I wanted to go pro, just because of, how Vanderbilt does it and how successful they are up there and the coaching staff they have, starting at the top with Corbin. And it's just, I knew it was, it's close to home, all that. So it was difficult at times to decide, do I want to go to college or do I want to go, pro? And I took my odds with pro ball, obviously, and it being where I got picked, I think it turned out to be a good opportunity for me to develop my game in ways and stuff like that. But yeah, at times it was definitely tough, just because it was close to home. I knew my family would get to see me a bunch up there if I went to Vanderbilt. And but at the end of the day, it's because of the hard work and dedication and stuff that I put into this game. So I never forgot that. And I always, keep my head down and work through it and let that speak for itself,
It's such a what-if life playing baseball in general, but do you think about where you would have been, like, on a certain day if you had gone the college route, that you would be back in the draft this year, things like that?
Yeah, I do sometimes, because my buddies are in college, and
I keep up with them and stuff like that. And I do. I wonder where I would be, where I'd be at, how much fun I'd be having. I know I'd be having a lot of fun, man. Baseball is baseball. And, you know, school on top of that, be a little extra, but you know, all my buddies do it. So, I think either way I would have went, definitely would have been fun. I'm glad I chose this route, but you know, in any way you can stay on the field, man, that's going to be a fun time.
We're talking to Robert Hassel III, Indy High alum, drafted to the Padres a couple years ago, playing in the Futures game at All-Star Week this week in Los Angeles. And it's fun to play the what-if game for all the great players who were committed to Vandy and signed out of high school, and you're one of them. There will be two others in the Futures game this week. One of them is Pete Crow Armstrong, who's another great outfielder. In the long line of what-ifs, what would an outfield of Enrique Bradfield Jr., Robert Hassel, and Pete Crow Armstrong have been like in college?
That would have been pretty insane, if you ask me. I would have had to say, honestly, you know, and I thought about that. I'm sure Pete thinks about that. And but Enrique is holding it down, man, and they got other guys too. The depth is never an issue with Vanderbilt. So, you know, I do think about that. My dad brings it up sometimes too. He's like, dude, y'all could have done that with all y'all. But yeah, it's fun to think about, man.
You turn 21 soon. You've played mostly center field in your two full minor league seasons since minor league baseball returned from COVID last year. What's been the message from the Padres organizationally to you?
You know, just playing, making sure I play my game and obviously developing and stuff like that. But they like the way I play the game, you know, on the offensive side and stuff like that. I've been working real hard on my defense, you know, just fine-tuning some stuff here and there with it, and main thing is just speed and acceleration, quickness, stuff like that helps a lot with defense. But you know, I haven't really gotten a ton other than you know, just keep playing my game. And I think you know, me having success has a lot to do with me just not overthinking a whole lot of things, you know what I mean? So if I have a bad game, I'm resetting the next day. You know, it's an everyday type of thing, so you got to figure out how to go out there and play the best you can. So yeah, that's been the main message from them, at least these past 2 years, man. Just keep doing your thing. Keep playing the game. Keep getting better.
One more Vandy question to tie it all into the Padres. A former Vandy player, great Vandy coach, and David Macias is now the Padres' first base coach starting this year. Did you get to see him much at camp?
I did. It was great. It was great to see him, man. It felt like home a little bit because I think I'd seen him I'd seen him a bunch, you know, in Nashville, whether it was just going up to a game or visit or, you know, official visit or whatever it was. But it was definitely good to see him, his knowledge of the game and stuff like that. Took a lot from him. He's mainly doing base running stuff for the big league team and outfield too, I believe. I think he's doing that. I think he's the outfield coach too. So I was definitely with him. And like I said, it was great to see him, man, and pick his brain a little bit.
Robert Hassel III is our guest here on 102.5 The Game. He's an Indy High alum, class of 2020. He'll be playing in the Futures game this weekend in L.A., playing center field for the NL team, and he is a San Diego Padres prospect. You graduated from Independence High School, one of many pro athletes from Williamson County. What's it like to represent Indy and really blaze a trail for the baseball program as a top pro player?
Yeah, I always want to represent the hometown and the high school as much as I can and give back and stuff like that. It's fun, man. A lot of credit to the head coach that was there at Independence, Mike McCory. He's helped me, you know, a ton throughout the years, four years I was there, and through the many assistant coaches and stuff that I've had there. It's a great school. I always had fun, you know, on the baseball field there. And I think about them all the time, man. Definitely play for them, and that was a big part of my development, you know, through those late teenage years and stuff like that. So got a lot of credit to give to them.
What was the day-to-day, week-to-week like playing against all the other teams in your county in 3A baseball and getting into the playoffs, and every game you turn to, every time you show up the field, there's college commits on the other side too?
Yeah. And that started ever since I was a freshman playing on the varsity squad. Bunch of commits everywhere, you know, bunch of signees and stuff like that. So guys were for sure going to those schools, and And it was as competitive as it gets. But I think that, like I said, I mean, that was a crucial time for my development into, you know, facing guys that were older than me, you know, because I'm out here, I'm 20 years old. I might face a pitcher that's 25, you know what I mean? So that was really good for me. And like I said, as competitive as it gets in terms of high school baseball, I think, you know what I mean? Like it was every, you know, you're fighting for a playoff spot. Nothing was guaranteed. Everybody's bringing out really good arms, you know, super competitive offense. So I always say I had more fun in high school ball than any summer ball thing I went to, you know what I mean? And I'd say actually high school ball and USA were tied. But other than that, it's nowhere even close. I mean, I had a lot of fun in high school ball.
That's awesome. Our guest is Robert Hassel III, Independence High School alum, Nashville area native, playing in the Futures game this weekend. To take all those high school memories and Williamson County memories one step further, you were a part of one of the South Nashville Little League World Series squads, 2014, that played in Williamsport. What was it like to grow up with those dudes and see so many of them go on to play college sports, and many of them soon will be drafted out of college as well? And some of them aren't baseball first guys anymore. A lot of those guys are playing college football.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's a bunch of them doing, you know, different things, but you know, for the certain guys still sticking with it and playing, and they're in college or wherever, you know, it's no surprise to me. I mean, I went in 2013 and 2014 with Chris Mercado and his team, and he solid guys. And I could tell, you know, you could tell even at 11, 12 years old that these guys had serious potential. So being right there with them, it was a great experience. And, you know, even then too, being that young, it was still, you know, important for the development and who I am today, playing in front of those big crowds, playing in front of the, you know, a little older guys. In 2013, I was 11. A lot of the guys were 12. Playing with those guys, just, it taught me a lot, you know, taught me I need to be big time. I need to play older than I am. I need to be the big dog out there. You know what I mean? So it helped a lot.
Last question for you. You'll be in front of what we hope is a big crowd on Saturday in Chavez Ravine for the Futures game. It's a 7-inning game. The game is loaded. Obviously you want to do well, but how do you judge performance in such a short showcase event like that while also trying to savor it?
Yeah. I definitely want to take the time and enjoy the moment for sure, but I'm a super competitive guy. I expect there to go out and perform, you know what I mean, with whatever opportunity I get. So I'm not going to take it lightly. I'm going to go out there and play my game like I always do, have fun with it. But, you know, definitely being the situation and the event, you know, I got to take a step back and at least enjoy it and take the time to talk to the people around me. A bunch of people have already hit me up saying they're going to be out there. So I'm looking forward to seeing everybody, man.
That's awesome. Robert Hassel III representing Nashville. Well, enjoy what should be a special weekend.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you. Thank you.
That was Robert Hassel III. He's done a lot of interviews getting ready for the Futures game, and it was good to have one in the hometown. You could tell he was happy to talk Nashville baseball, part of two South Nashville Little League World Series teams in 2013 and 2014, representing the area then and now, all the way from his preteen years into his early 20s, and he will be in the big league soon. He will be on the National League team managed by Mike Socha, and his hitting coach will also be former Dodger outfielder Sean Green. That will be Saturday night, 6 o'clock. You can watch it on Peacock. He will be patrolling the outfield and hopefully getting at least a couple at-bats. It's only a 7-inning game, and there are a lot of guys who need to get at-bats in this game. We hope to see everybody get at least 2, so Robert Hassel III will be representing Indy High and Nashville and the San Diego Padres on Saturday. I want to give a big thank you to Fort Wayne Tin Caps broadcasters John Nolan and Ben Schulman for setting up that interview tonight in, like I said, a week where the man they call Bobby Barrels has done a lot of interviews both locally and nationally. But we got to show the Nashville area some love. Nashville zone in the Futures game. So we talked to Jack Leiter from Vandy to start the show, who will be pitching for the AL squad representing the Texas Rangers. We'll take a break, come back, talk to the man who will be in the booth, the best prospect reporter out there, Jim Callis from MLB Pipeline and MLB.com. He is an encyclopedia on these guys, whether they're amateurs going into the draft this year, in the minors, in the majors, have made it all the way up. Jim Callis knows about all of them. We'll talk to him about the two men you just heard from, Jack Leiter and Robert Hassel III, what he's excited for about the Futures game as a whole, and then some Vanderbilt players that are headed into the MLB draft this weekend, which is Sunday night in LA, also as part of the All-Star festivities. My name is Max Herz. We're talking baseball and futures game baseball here on The 6, 102.5 and 106.3 The Game.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over.
Welcome back to The 6 here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. My name is Max Herz, and we're talking some baseball on tonight's show. Previewing the Futures game, which is on Saturday for the first time ever this year as part of the MLB All-Star festivities. Saturday night, 6 o'clock Nashville time at Dodger Stadium. The first of a four-day-long event saga that now includes the MLB draft on Sunday night. Then, of course, the Derby on Monday and the All-Star game Tuesday, both of which, by the way, you can hear right here on 102.5 The Game with our friends from ESPN Radio. John Shombi and Doug Glanville will be on the call for those games. We spoke to the two players in the Futures game, two stud minor league prospects with local ties. Former Vanderbilt pitcher Jack Leiter and Independence High School alum Robert Hassel III will both be there. And on the call, and the absolute best prospect expert across Major League Baseball, MLB Pipeline and MLB.com's Jim Callis will join us here to talk about those two guys, and also some Vanderbilt players who are heading to the MLB draft this weekend. Unfortunately, we have to cut the backside of this interview for time, where we talk about some more Vanderbilt players and some other draft topics and some Vandy guys in the minors as well. If you want to hear that, once the show is over tonight, go to the Game Nashville podcast page. Search the Game Nashville on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You can find the full interview unedited there, but again, we'll be cutting Jim a little bit short for time tonight, and we'll play the parts of the interview that we were not able to include tonight in tomorrow night's show as well, where we hope to speak with a couple draft-eligible current Vanderbilt ballplayers on the show as well. But we have the two Futures gamers on. Now the Futures game expert is in. Jim Callis here on 102.5 The Game. Jim, thanks so much for doing this. Always great to have you on here on 102.5 The Game.
Well, glad to be here. It's a fun time of year, Max. Seems like there's a million things going on.
Yeah, they've lined everything up in your business to basically happen at the same time. We had the draft combine in San Diego a few weeks ago, which is a relatively new and growing event. Now the draft is part of the All-Star game. The Futures game is a day earlier. How much fun has all of this become for you as things have moved into what seems like pretty permanent time slots?
I would not use the word fun, Max. I selfishly, my life is a little bit easier. I like my draft in June, my Futures game in July. I got very used to that calendar. It's a lot crammed into the weekend. I mean, just in a span of 3 days this weekend, I will be covering but not broadcasting the High School All-America game in L.A. That's on Friday. On Saturday, I will be broadcasting the high school home run derby.
Nice.
And the Futures game in L.A. And then, oh, by the way, working on a mock draft after the Futures game is over into the wee hours of the morning. Then on Sunday, I will be doing an update to my mock draft before broadcasting the draft. And then Monday and Tuesday, we will be broadcasting some more drafts. So, hey, I mean, it's fun. It's a lot of my favorite events crammed into one time period. I would be less than honest, though, if, like I said, I didn't tell you I wish they were more spread out.
Hey, well, I think it does draw more attention to all of them. And by the way, the Futures game will be on Peacock this year. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So who all will you be with for that?
God, you're asking me tough questions. I believe, because I'm doing so many things.
Yeah.
I'm 99.9% sure that one I'm doing with Scott Braun and Yonder Alonso.
Nice. Okay, so it's a real MLB Network type crew.
Yeah,
so that
MLB
should be a lot
Network
of fun.
We're still producing the game, so it will look like I think it always has on MLB Network. It'll just be on Peacock, and then it will air the next morning on MLB Network before the draft.
Great.
Not right before the draft, but it will be on MLB Network I got my days already. It's Sunday morning. It'll be on MLB Network.
Well, it's already tough because they moved it by a day, and now the draft's on Sunday and all that jazz. So we're
right,
talking.
And it's like I'm always, when I'm writing these stories, it's what time it is Eastern time, even though we're going to be on Pacific time, and I live Central
You live in
time.
Central time, yeah.
So it's like, I'm not even sure. I just know I'm getting up early and
oh my
we'll be
God.
Dodger Stadium for most of Saturday, And then I will be at the LA Live set on Sunday. And I think we're at the JW Marriott LA Live on Monday and Tuesday. I will be going day to day and just trying to focus on the immediate task ahead.
Our guest is Jim Callis from MLB.com and MLB Pipeline, talking about the Futures game and the MLB draft coming up this weekend as part of the MLB All-Star festivities in Los Angeles at Dodger Stadium. And for those who are listening over the air on Tuesday night, you just heard our interview with Jack Leiter, one of the best all-time at Vandy, drafted in the top five to the Rangers last year, now in Double A. Been a little bit of a slow start numbers-wise for Jack in his first pro season, Jim. What have you made of his pro career so far as they give him a little bit of rest coming into the Futures game?
Yeah, which I think was always planned. Because again, I mean, we're still coming off of the COVID year 2 years ago where guys didn't pitch. And I don't remember how many innings did Jack pitch, about 110 last year or so?
Yeah.
So they're not going to load him up and have him pitch 150 this year. I think they'll take it kind of easy. But, I think they expected some growing pains with Jack because they challenged him. I mean, he didn't pitch last year after the college season, and they sent him to Double-A for his pro debut. So in a perfect world, yeah, if you're the Rangers, you'd love for Jack to just be dominating Double-A, and people saying, hey, why don't we call this guy up? He's ready. And, I think Jack has been very similar to the guy that he was at Vanderbilt. I mean, the results aren't as spectacular, but look, he's still got a fastball with tremendous carry. And when he does, I think the biggest need or biggest to-do list item for him is improving his command. And you saw it at Vanderbilt last year. I mean, the fastball is very hard to hit when it's up in the strike zone, and he went through that three-start stretch in the middle of the year where he gave up 8 homers in 3 games when he kind of pitched more around the belt. He's got to locate the fastball, and when it does, it's a great pitch when he does, and it gets hit when it doesn't. And he's got two good breaking balls and his curveball and slider, makings of a pretty good change. It's just a matter of, I think you're working on the secondary pitches more, and so I know from a stuff standpoint, the stuff's still been there. The 6.30 ERA is probably indicative of, the command and control have to improve. And again, I think the Rangers knew, he was going to have some adjustments to make, because making your pro debut, I'm an SEC guy. I went to Georgia, so I love the SEC. It's the best conference in the country, no question in my mind. But there's a big difference between SEC hitters and Double-A hitters, and they're going to make you throw more strikes, and he's kind of going through that right now. But, I still think he, in terms of prospect status, he's still the same guy he was when they took him number 2 overall.
Jack Leiter will be in the Futures game Saturday in L.A. representing the Rangers organization on the American League squad out there at Dodger Stadium. The other player of local interest who we hope to interview later on the week on this show here on 102.5 The Game is Robert Hassel III, who was a top 10 pick in 2020 in the abbreviated draft, was committed to Vanderbilt, signed out of high school with the Padres, and is moving his way up through their organization. He was really good in low A last year, Jim, got called up to high A at the end of the season and did not hit well in really half a month there. But this year he's been in high A all year for the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Has he been as amazing as the numbers look?
Yeah, it's funny. It's I think he's been kind of who we thought he was going to be. When the Padres took him as high as they did, he was 8th overall. I think he was the first high school position player taken out of a Tennessee high school in the first round in 20.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry, I'm doing that 34 years.
Yeah.
It had been a while, but he was one of the best pure hitters in that high school class. It's hit over power, but it's average power. Solid runner, solid defender, solid arm, controls the strike zone, and he's been all that. I mean, I think, it's funny. I mean, with prospects, sometimes guys exceed expectations. Sometimes guys don't live up to expectations. And I think he's probably been exactly what the Padres hoped and thought he would be when they took him.
Who else are you excited to see in the Futures game?
Oh, a lot of guys. I mean, Eury Pérez is a pitcher who fascinates me for the Marlins. He's only 19. He's 6'8". He's in Double-A. So he's basically the age of a college freshman. He's already in Double-A. And he's just super polished, for a teenager who's that big. Ellie De La Cruz of the Reds has some crazy loud tools. We've got, I think, 5 of the top 8 prospects in baseball on our top 100 list are going to be there. Francisco Alvarez, the Mets catcher. Corbin Carroll, the Diamondbacks outfielder. Gunnar Henderson, infielder from the Orioles, Jordan Walker, third baseman from the Cardinals, Anthony Volpe, Jack Leiter's high school teammate.
Yes, sir.
Shortstop with the Yankees. Was Volpe a Vanderbilt commit?
Yes,
back
he
then?
Was. Yeah,
yeah,
he was.
And he won the first round sign. So those guys will be there. I mean, it's just going to be fun. Like, there have been a couple replacements because of call-ups. I think we have 30 of the 50 guys are on our top 100 prospects list.
Wow.
And you'll never see a game like that during the course of a year that has that many of the best prospects in baseball on one field at one time.
And the rankings for the two players of local interest we talked about, Jack Leiter, former Vandy pitcher and co-ace, is 17th on the current MLB.com top 100 list. And seven spots further down is Independence High School alum Padres outfield prospect Robert Hassel III. They will both be in the Futures game, which you can watch Saturday, a day earlier than in previous years in the All-Star format. It will be Saturday and broadcast on Peacock, which is a streaming service where many MLB games, Sunday games, have been broadcast this year. So that'll be part of the deal, and Jim will be on the call for that game. So looking forward to watching that one and flipping back and forth between that and some big league games on Saturday as well. And now Sunday night, for the second year, the MLB draft will be part of the All-Star game, totally separated all of it from the college season, and also gave us a chance to have much more of an all-inclusive combine than in years past. What was that event like this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's only the second year, but like the two biggest changes this year in year two, and I think it will continue to get bigger and better. One, it was at a big league park. And so what that enabled you to do was last year, it was at the USA Baseball training site in Cary, North Carolina, which is a great site, but you had the on-field stuff at the training site. The team interviews were back at the hotel, which is like 20 minutes away. The physical testing was in the convention center, which was down the street. It was all over the place. This year, you were able to do all that at the ballpark. So outside of the medical exams, everything was done at Petco Park, which made it easy. And then they changed the rules with medical. Like, last year they were hoping, like for years they've wanted, MLB has hoped to get medical information on players before the draft. I'm sure we're going to talk about Kumar Rocker in a second. But, the way the system worked in the past was there was a pre-draft MRI program for pitchers, which they, for the top pitchers in the draft, which they could do, but they couldn't force guys to do it, and they didn't really have a lot of incentives for guys to do it. And then, at the combine the last year, the first one, they were hoping a bunch of guys would do it, but this is a negotiation. I'm not going to just give you my medical information with no protection.
Right.
Like, that doesn't help me. So this year they changed the rule, and if you did a physical at the combine, or if, say, you were at the College World Series and couldn't make it to the combine or couldn't make it to the combine for whatever reason, you could do a physical, I think, in New York at a certain time. If you took a physical, you're guaranteed 75% of your slot, your assigned pick value in the bonus pool system. And so I think they had like 170 or 180 guys out of like about 250 at the combine take physicals. And then there were, I don't know how many more, but of the guys who couldn't attend the combine, some of those guys took physicals too. So those were probably two biggest changes, is just that you had more people attending the combine, not necessarily doing stuff on the field, but more of the bigger name players did attend to at least do interviews, and a lot of them did physicals as well.
Reportedly, the issue early with this Kumar Rocker rule, as many have called it, is players who anticipate themselves as senior signs who are getting very low signing bonuses just to become pros since they're done with their college career. These types of players are opting out of the pre-draft exam just because they know nobody wants to pay them 75% of their bonus. Is
right,
there a way around that in the future?
I don't know, because I know that the union was adamant. Like, initially it was not necessarily going to be a hard guarantee. Like, you would have the option of negotiating less, but then you theoretically could leverage a guy too and say, hey, look, we don't kind of like your physical, and, we'll give you 50%. But, like, the union insisted if they're doing it, it has to be a flat guarantee. Now, that said, and I haven't analyzed every player who went to the combine. Like, you're not sending guys to the combine who are going to be the $10,000 guy who signs in the eighth round. Like, it's interesting for a guy, and I believe he did the physical, and we'll probably talk about him, but, like, Dominic Keegan, mm-hmm. who's in his fourth year at Vanderbilt, so he's technically a junior because of COVID, but he's also he's relatively young, but it is his fourth year at Vanderbilt, so he has a little bit less leverage than other players may make. I think he did the. I can't. I've lost track of who took physicals and he did. I think he did the physical. But yes, you have to be careful if you're that. And I can't think of a good example for you. Like a fourth year senior, who, you know, he's more than a $10,000 senior sign. But maybe you're the guy who signs for like half off in the fifth round. You probably don't want to go to the combine or take the physical at the combine. Although, I mean, the combine isn't necessarily going to be the top. You know, 250 guys attended. That doesn't mean that'll be the first 250 guys drafted, because there's an awful lot of high school players who attended the combine, and it's hard financially for teams to fit most of the high school players into their bonus pool for what the high school player is going to want to sign for if he doesn't go in the first, say, three. You know, sometimes four rounds. So there's going to be a bunch of guys who are at the combine who aren't going to get drafted high enough to sign anyway.
To hear the rest of our interview with Jim Callis from MLB.com and MLB Pipeline, search The Game Nashville on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. The Game Nashville is the name of the podcast channel where this entire show of The Six will be uploaded. Interviews with futures game participants with local ties, former Vanderbilt co-ace Jack Leiter, and Indy High alum and Padres prospect Robert Hassel III. That's all the time we got for tonight. You can hear those interviews and the rest of the interview with Jim on the Game Nashville podcast page. We'll be back tomorrow expecting to talk with two of the highest-rated players coming out of Vandy who are draft-eligible this year, infielder Dominic Keegan and outfielder Spencer Jones, and you will hear the rest of Jim's interview over the air then as well. But again, it's all online for you. Thanks to the minor league broadcasters who helped us book our first two guests, Zach Bigley from the Frisco Riders down there in Texas, AA for the Rangers, for hooking us up with Jack Leiter, and John Nolan and Ben Schulman, the dynamic duo for the Fort Wayne Tin Caps in Indiana. They had cool jerseys and a cool name before Brandios was even a thought out there in Fort Wayne. So shout out to those guys for getting us the man they call Bobby Barrels, Robert Hassel III, Williamson County, Tennessee zone. Top 10 pick in 2020. We had two top 10 picks on the show today, and you'll see them both in the Futures game, which is Saturday at 6 o'clock Nashville time. You can watch it streaming on Peacock. And if you do, Jim Callis will be on the call in the booth telling you everything you need to know about everybody on the field, just like he did tonight. That's all we got. Back to our friends at ESPN Radio for the rest of the night here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Max Herz talking baseball with you on The 6.